1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Pat Wood. We're talking about what's happening to our economy. We're talking about what's happening to General Motors. We're talking about what's happening to the stock market. But what people don't understand, suddenly, is this massive infusion of money into the system by our Federal Reserve System is going to lead to the destruction of our dollar. $4 trillion, according to Ron Paul. But if you don't believe me, go to our website. On this section has to do with other videos, and go down to Ron Paul and Iran. Go right ahead, Patrick.
Well, I was just commenting, Dr. Stan, that the stock market in June had just a horrific June, one of the worst we've ever seen. And the first half of this year, which also closed today, brought in statistics, stock market statistics, that make it the worst June since the Great Depression, 1930. And this is a very significant statistic. Since the highs on the Dow Jones average last October, that average has lost 20% at its lowest point, which, according to the bobbleheads on TV, means we're officially in a bear market now. But the fact that the first half of our year was just brutal for equities only underscores the fact that there's an incredible liquidation of asset value and wealth going on in America and around the world. It's not just an American phenomenon. This is happening all over the world. And so it's more significant even when we look at the entire world going through this wealth liquidation versus just America. Everybody pretty much is in the same boat no matter what country you look at. There's a tremendous reduction of wealth, a tremendous deflation that's going on, actually, Dr. Stan, I believe very strongly it's a deflation. And we see prices on one hand, some prices are going through the roof, like oil and some commodities, foodstuffs and so on, rice and wheat and corn. But on the other hand, we see other prices that are going through the basement. And, you know, we have to reconcile these kinds of things, like what on earth is going on while our real estate market's melting down, while the stock market's melting down, while the loan markets aren't, the bond markets aren't doing much better. You know, what's going on with these aberrant prices? You know, some prices are screaming up and others are screaming down.
I think, of course, the bond market is going to be in real trouble here very soon because, of course, when the interest rates goes up, the bond market goes down. The bond market is the backbone of our financial system. It's all built upon debt. And, of course, they're going to have to raise the interest rates. It's only a matter of time before they do that. Otherwise, of course, they'll completely destroy the dollar. But when they raise the interest rate, then the value of the bonds begins to collapse, and other countries are certainly going to start pulling their money out of treasury bills, and then what happens? Go ahead.
Well, the problem is, and I think we're going to see this hit the fan really soon, our Fed has been pursuing a policy of making money available, seemingly pumping the system, with credit. The fact of the matter is, though, except for the banks that are in desperate trouble, that need some working time, some wiggle room, if you will, to arrange for other capital financing, nobody wants the credit. The banks aren't loaning money to, virtually to anybody right now for any reason, business or otherwise, and people, consumers and businesses and stuff, they don't want to borrow money either because they're already up to their eyeballs in debt. And they just can't afford to borrow any more money. So although there's been a lot of press, hoopla, PR stuff from the Fed and some of the banks, major banks, they've been acting as if they're pumping up the credit and the money supply, but they have not been successful at doing so. And I think that they're not going to be able to keep this mirror thing up very much longer. I think it's going to all come unglued at least, you know, within, you know, may last another month or two or three, but at some point it's really going to come unglued. They're going to be shown up for what they were. They couldn't give this, they couldn't give the debt away virtually. In fact, I'm looking at a chart right now that was issued by the Bank for International Settlements just this week, and it shows that the growth rate, that the real interest rate in the United States, Japan's in the same boat, but the real interest rate in the United States right now is a negative 1%. And I looked at that chart, I looked at the numbers behind it two or three times to see, you know, if it's really saying what I think it's saying. And that's exactly what they're saying. Even the BIS looks at us in Japan. Europe is at about a plus 1% on real interest rates right now. But all things taken under consideration, if you borrow money today in this country, you will be losing at least 1% on interest on your money.
Well, you mean if you lend, not borrow, but if you lend money, Patrick, if you lend the money, at the 2%, why you're going to lose money? I mean, if you borrow the money, it's great because, of course, you borrow the money, you're getting at a very low interest rate.
And well, but the danger is you're going to be paying that loan back with more expensive dollars a year from now or 2 years from now. That's what that statistic says. That if you're going to pay 2% nominal interest,
right?
But by the time the bank is done with you, you're actually going to end up losing more money on that. Or if you're loaning the money, you're going to end up losing money on the deal. Everybody ends up losing in the end on this.
Because the part of that is because of the inflation. In other words, you lend money at 2% and you get the 2% back, but that 2% is really losing money, and so the money that's set out is really, and probably they're using the 4%, you know, inflation rate, which of course is a phony statistic. I mean, certainly if you have money today, even if you don't do anything with it, it's just sitting in the bank. It's losing money every single day and losing value. And with an inflation rate that's probably closer to 12.5%, you know, your money sitting in the bank is losing 12.5% per year and 1% a month. That's a frightening statistic.
Well, I believe that's true, Dr. Stan, depending on what you're looking at purchasing. If you're purchasing gasoline, if you're purchasing some types of food and so on, you're going to see prices a whole lot higher than they were. But in most of the rest of the market where people actually spend their money, we don't see the rapid inflation, price inflation on other commodities, on other goods and stuff that you would expect would be going up if we were having strictly a monetary inflation. And I will suggest, I've suggested this before, I'll suggest it again, that we're not going through a monetary inflation right now, but rather a manipulated inflation where the hot money, the hot trader money in the world has been squeezed out of all these other markets because they're in shambles, including the stock market and so on. That this hot money has chosen to focus itself temporarily on the oil market, on the agricultural markets, because those things represent real tangible goods. You don't see the price of gold going through the roof at the same time and at the same pace, interestingly enough, which gives a little bit of credence to this that we're not dealing with a traditional monetary inflation. If my hypothesis is true, we're going to see some major reversals in price behavior on these markets within next 3 to 6 months. Time will tell. But at this point, that's what I'm seeing in this. I don't see a general monetary based inflation, for instance, like we had in the 1970s. That was an overall inflation. Wages went up, price of goods went up, interest rates went up. We don't see that happening today. We see a very few selected things that are very dramatic, on the other hand, because everybody uses gasoline and everybody eats. But for them to sustain this, they'll have to increase the amount of credit in the world again. But right now, people and businesses and individuals are not accepting new credit from the banks. They're tapped out. And I think the house of cards is risking just completely falling down in the second half of this year. I hate to say it, but it looks really dismal right now.
Well, of course, it's not just here in the United States, but there are problems all over the world. Certainly, both right now, China and I think India both have about an 8% rate of inflation. Now, that's twice what they will admit to here, but of course, I think it's less than we actually have here. But certainly, we see the housing market falling. We find more and more local municipalities are having difficulty. You know, they just don't have enough money, and they're having to lay people off. Of course, in the past, why the best, the closest thing they could have to security was a government job. The only trouble is they're having to begin to contract at the local, at the state, at the municipal, even to the federal level. In fact, about the only growth industry is the military, and some people are actually going in the military because, you know, they can't get a job any other place, going overseas to fight for democracy, that is. So, I mean, right now, of course, you know, I know my firewood gentleman I buy my firewood was saying how difficult it is. People don't have the money for firewood. Firewood's a luxury, and they just don't have that money to put out.
That's exactly right. And as long as people cannot borrow money or won't borrow money, the banking system here in America and around the world is not going to be able to reinflate the credit bubble that we've had in the last, build up over the last 15 to 20 years. It just can't happen again right now. It's a demand-oriented thing. Before, anybody and everybody took the money because they figured, hey, this is basically free money. I'm guaranteed to make a bunch of money on this house that I flip or whatever, and nobody's talking that way anymore. You can't do that. If you borrow money today and you actually have to pay it back, you better have some good thing to do with it in the meantime that will actually make you some cash. Otherwise, you'll go bankrupt the next round of bankruptcies.
And, of course, I think we're going to see more and more bankruptcies and more people can't pay off their loans, whether it be the automobile loan, the loan on their truck, the loan on their credit card. We're beginning to see a contraction of the whole monetary system. Many of the banks are having to write off a great deal of the value of the housing loans they hold. And, of course, I saw something just the other day that estimated that some 6,000 American banks are going to fail. 6,000 American banks. I don't know if it's true or not, but I wouldn't be surprised. I think we're in for a very difficult time. When we get back, we'll welcome your call at 1-800-569-8792.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Pat Wood. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, one of the interesting things is the way the price of gasoline is, just keeps going up, along with the price of diesel, price of jet fuel, and this is really going to have a crippling effect on our economy. If you don't believe there's a conspiracy out there, well, you have to know what happened to Lindsay Williams, who has, of course, been talking for some time, really for almost 28 years that I know of, about the fact that there is a massive oil deposit up off the north shore of Alaska that's not being developed. And, of course, he's published a book called The Energy Non-Crisis. Now, he has been told, under no certain terms, that he, if he values his life and the life of his family, he will stop talking on this subject. He will pull down his website and he will not sell his book. Well, when he did that, suddenly there were no books. There were books listed up there on Amazon. They all disappeared overnight. There were no books available on Amazon. There was a book up on eBay that was offered about, $195. This is a paperback book. There was only one copy. Well, that disappeared off of eBay. And then this last weekend, there was one copy of his book offered for $1,999. $1,999.95. It was offered five places on the internet, and this morning, all of those sites had no longer were offering the book at $2,000 a copy, or essentially. Somebody doesn't want you to know, the American people to know, that this whole oil situation is a scam. There's lots of oil now. It's not going to matter if Lindsay's absolutely right, because it would take 5 to 10 years to get that oil developed and down through the pipeline. They'd have to rebuild the pipeline. They don't want a solution. They want the problem, but they don't want the American people to know that they've been scammed and basically the price is being driven up. And I think you haven't seen anything yet. What do you think, Pat? Do you think the price is going to keep going up?
Well, I think for a time, I think that they will, Dr. Stan. And as I said, I believe that oil and some of the agricultural commodities are being artificially driven up right now by speculation, driven with the so-called hot money. That's money that knows no country. It just goes wherever it can trade, trade something, for whether it be tulips or stocks or whatever. This hot money is focused on these areas right now, and I do believe that on a larger scale that the big oil companies have conspired for decades to keep the oil production in the Mideast, where they can deal with cheap, easily extracted oil, where they can deal with dictators that are extremely corrupt and will go along with pretty much anything that they sell them. And this has been to the exclusion of our own national security and our own national prosperity in this country. There's no question about that. And as you remember, by the way, Tony Sutton also wrote a book once upon a time on the energy crisis being a creative crisis. He's looking backwards at the 1973 crisis.
Right.
It was basically the same thing.
There were a few people gouging us. But of course, the thing is, it doesn't matter the guy when he goes down to the gas station. He's got to pay that $4.50 a gallon for that. You know, the cheap, at least here in Santa Cruz, $4.50 a gallon for the cheapest fuel, and you're talking $4.80 a gallon for the higher. And I think it's going to keep going up. And I think you're absolutely right. I think it's all being manipulated on the commodity exchange, and I think they could shut that off tomorrow if they really wanted to, simply by raising margin requirements and as they have in the past. Remember when silver went through the roof back in 1980. And they simply clamped down and they dropped and precipitated the price. And if they did what they should be doing, I think we'd be playing probably $1, $1.50 a gallon for our gasoline. But I'm not sure we're going to see that again for a while.
Even if we do see it, Dr. Stan, by the time we see it, our economy is going to be so crushed that nobody's going to even care to fill their car up to go to a job that they don't have anymore.
Amen. In fact, what's really interesting, of course, that they've done this over in Europe intensely to get people out of their cars. And they've, you know, in most of the countries over there, they've been paying $5 or $6 a gallon for gasoline, and now, of course, it's up to $8 or $9. But they have an infrastructure, of course, of rapid transit. So this does not hurt the people here. We don't have an infrastructure. The price of airlines is going up dramatically. People want to get on the trains. The trains are strapped. A lot of them are sold out, certainly over the 4th of July. You get 4 or 5 days, you couldn't buy a seat on Amtrak for love nor money. And so I think we're just going to see increasing problems because we do not have the infrastructure for, you know, alternative, travel. And down the line, sure, but how many years is it going to be before it comes down the line? In the meantime, there are going to be terrible problems for the average individual. So our plea, go ahead.
That's right. I was going to say, as a country, we would be better off just for felt pain if we suffered an inflationary recession or depression versus a deflationary recession or depression.
Amen to that. Hold that thought. We'll be right back in a moment with Pat Wood.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect to Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect to cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Dr. Stan back here, our guest, Professor Patrick Wood of the August Review. And so, Patrick, would you like to get your website out there and tell people what they can get on from your website? Patrick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay. Would you like to tell our listeners about your website, what they get on your website?
Right. Our website is www.augustreview.com, like the month, augustreview.com. And we are a research center that studies globalization, and that is globalization. That's why today we've been talking about the market crisis, the financial crisis being a global factor, not just merely a national factor. We do not charge for our readers. We welcome donations anytime to support our work and to spread the word farther than we can right now.
And I would comment that Patrick's going to be one of our speakers at the October 26th Radio Liberty Conference here in the Monterey Bay area. We hope you'll want to come. We're going to have, of course, Dr. Russ Blaylock talking on health. We're going to have Joanna Michelson talking about her experience as a medium. And, of course, Patrick will be there to talk on finance. And Michael Shaw will be there on sustainable development. Great program, great lineup. If you remember the 26th of October, set that aside. Now, certainly, Patrick has a lot of great information up there. He was back in the late 70s, working with Professor Sutton, who was a good friend of ours, and, of course, wrote the book Trilateralists Over Washington. And certainly, aren't those available up on your website there?
Well, there's a few available at a high price on Amazon.com and eBay. We have, on request, distributed some PDF copies of those books, Dr. Stan, but there are no more books in hard copy.
Okay.
And I have chosen not to reprint them at this time.
How much are the other copies? I have a couple of extra copies of them. How much are they?
Well, I think the last ones I saw on Amazon were like between $25 and $30 a piece.
Oh my goodness, that's nothing like Lindsay Williams' book. You know,
no, it's not.
$2,000 and they've all disappeared. I wonder who's buying them up. I think the last thing they want is for the American people to know about the scam that we're in today. But it really doesn't matter if it's a scam or not. A lot of people are going to get very badly damaged before this is all over. Now, there's a term, it's called stagflation. It sort of suggests inflation and deflation at the same time. Would this be, to an extent, what we're having, or do you think it is primarily deflation?
No, I think that the term stagflation still has, maybe the definition needs to be changed a little bit, but we have prices, different prices going in different directions at the same time. And I think overall the bias is for deflation, but in the meantime there are still some parts of the bubble that are still haven't been popped. The real estate bubble took a while to be popped, so did the stock market bubble. And the trading bubble that's going on in commodities right now, I think it's just a matter of time before it gets popped as well. But the forces of stagflation that we saw back in the 70s, and that phrase, by the way, was invented by an old salt by the name of Harry Schultz. Harry Schultz, that's
right.
Exactly right. That was his term. It's being used widely now, interestingly, in the press. Nobody knows where it came from, but I know for a fact it came from Harry Schultz.
Right.
But stagflation that was observed in the 70s is different, I believe, than what we have today a little bit. There are some similarities, but I think there's probably some differences as well. But prices going in opposite direction, when you think about it, it gives you a disconnect in your mind. It says, I don't understand this. How come wages can be going down at the same time that gasoline is going up and food? It doesn't make sense. But I think in the end how it's going to settle out is that we have been experiencing a deflation. It will roll over into all areas of our economy eventually, and prices will fall across the board, including even precious metals and all commodities at large. And of course, the stock market is well on its way to having a full-fledged depression type of a bear market, having had the worst 6 months since the Great Depression in 1929, in the first half of this year. People on the street just don't get the significance of what's going on. Even in the last few months here, things are exactly what we said was going to happen, Dr. Stan, has come into place. We were not prophets. We were only analyzing the clear data that was laying on the table.
Amen.
And there's only one conclusion on what could happen. And it's exactly what's happening today.
And, of course, whatever the Federal Reserve does, they're going to be in trouble. If they keep the interest rates low, why, we'll have inflation. If they raise the interest rates, they'll collapse the economy. It's just that simple.
That's right. And Dr. Stan, let me tell you that this report that the Bank for International Settlements just released, they just had their annual meeting, by the way, and that's the Wall Street Journal brought the meeting to our attention. And the BIS's report stated that there is a bias, or there should be a bias, towards monetary tightening for the balance of this year. And if you read between the lines in their report, The Bank for International Settlements is clearly talking about a deflationary scenario. The problem is, however, if the global central banks tend to raise interest rates, that will further contract the credit that's already collapsing, the credit bubble that's already collapsing, and it will exacerbate the free fall into depression on a global basis. It would be a suicidal move from one point of view, but every country in the world is in the same boat right now, and already we see some central banks, if they haven't moved interest rates up a little bit, are threatening to. This is on cue from the Bank for International Settlements. They're the central banker to central banks, if you will, around the world. They're the most influential body that control the central banks of the world. So if they're telling the central banks of the world to bias moving interest rates upwards this year, they will take economies around the world straight into the toilet. Not that it's not going there anyway, mind you, but it will be the horse kicking the rider when the rider's been thrown.
Well, of course, the thing is, if they do not move us into deflation, if they do not raise the interest rates, they're going to destroy the value of the dollar. This is only a matter of time. I mean, the only thing that's keeping this up now is hot air. They keep talking the dollar up, and of course we're being helped by the other countries in the world to maintain the value of the dollar. But the truth of the matter is, the dollar is falling because they've massively increased the amount of money out there. And if Congressman Ron Paul is right, and I have no reason to believe that he isn't, they've increased the credit that's available. These are all bookkeeping interests. They don't actually print up the money, but almost $4 trillion in the last 3 years. Unheard of, massive increase in the amount of credit that's out there. This is a frightening figure.
Well, it was a massive amount. And, as fast as the rocket goes up, it almost will come down at the same speed when it finally runs out of fuel. I think we've seen that with the meltdown of the subprime interest market. We've seen the meltdown now beginning in insurance companies that have insured these crazy bond portfolios. We see a meltdown in banks that are probably threatened to lose an aggregate total of almost $2 trillion around the world. The Bank for International Settlements basically says that the banking industry needs to reinvent itself with new capital. So some of them are just virtually starting over. They're looking for money to replace the huge losses that they've had. So, the bubble goes up, the bubble comes down. I think currently we're seeing the bubble on the way down, not further on the way up. But time will tell on how this is going to wash out. And in some respects, I hope I'm dead wrong, because we would have less pain as a country if we had just a simple inflationary depression. Having a deflationary depression would hurt, would cause us to hurt on a felt level a lot more than an inflationary depression.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there, you have a question or comment for Patrick, but he's analyzed this thing, and he's been talking about the fact that he believes we're moving into deflation. And I think, of course, we see the price of homes coming down really very, very dramatically. A lot of the homes here in California have lost, I think, about $150,000. And I think this is just the beginning of the drop in the price of homes. They're talking about 30 to 60% decline in the value of homes, depending upon, of course, well, what part of the country they're in. But that may be a gross understatement, because more and more people have less and less money. Why? And people get more and more desperate. They will lower the price of their house just to sell it. And I think a lot of people, of course, got a house to fix it up, and they were going to sell it and make a lot of money. And they're going to be lucky to get the price that they put into it, and much less, of course, and simply lose all the value of the money they've invested in that. So we got a real problem. So many of the countries are overbuilt. They have too many shopping centers, too much commercial property out there. They can't get it rented. I know in Colorado there are tens of thousands of empty speculative homes that are just sitting there, and every month somebody's got to pay the interest on the money that was borrowed to build them, and a lot of these companies are in real trouble, and they're going to have to sell these, at a tremendous loss, but just to get out from underneath those massive interest payments. Have you run into this sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Stan. It's just exactly like you said. Exactly.
And, of course, our automotive industry is really in trouble. I mean, General Motors is losing money on literally almost every vehicle that they produce. You can only keep losing money on every vehicle you produce for a certain period of time, and then eventually, you go under. And I can remember when General Motors was worth $9 billion just a few months ago, and it says down to $6 billion now, because they've got tremendous amounts of borrowed money. And there's even a question whether General Motors might default on its bonds, which would be disastrous for our whole financial system.
Well, that's right. And Dr. Stan, every retirement fund in America owns General Motors stock. I can't imagine any retirement fund anywhere not owning General Motors stock. And it's interesting that Goldman Sachs just yesterday finally issued a sell signal for General Motors after it's lost over 80% of its value. Goldman Sachs comes out and issues, changes from hold to sell. thanks for being 5 years too late, but the big reserves of stock market capital in America, which are the retirement funds, the 401k programs, the bank trust accounts, and so on, these pools of money, Dr. Stan, they're not subject to trade. They don't trade stocks around frequently. They're pretty much just buy and hold for the long term. These funds are getting decimated right now. And, this isn't money that people see like their house value going down. This is money that's going to be used when people retire and hopefully have some asset value left in their house. But they look to this money to support them, to supplement or replace what they're not going to get in Social Security. These stock funds, investment funds, are absolutely getting devastated. And I don't have any statistics on it right now, but when you look at General Motors, it's almost at, if it keeps going like this, it's going to be kicked out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The 30 stocks that make up the Dow Jones Average is on its way out if it keeps it up.
And of course, even General Electric is not doing very well. I know my son inherited that, and it's down, 20 years ago, but from its high, it's down about almost, 33%. So,
yes.
And there's certainly, but all of these major American companies are in trouble. and they just can't. If they're here in the United States, they cannot compete with companies throughout the rest of the world, you know, where they're using much lower wage levels. And so if they're moving over there, of course, they're taking away jobs from here in the United States. And I think the only thing that's keeping General Motors going at all is that it has a massive production over in China. It's the largest car producer in China. We never hear that and understand that. But the General Motors is shifting its industrial base out of this country, as are so many of the other major corporations in the United States. And pretty soon, why, we'll have nothing here but pornography and prostitution.
Well,
and rock music, of course.
That's exactly right. We'll be left with nothing but the corruption.
Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there, have a question for Patrick. He's spending a lot of time analyzing that. That's 1-800-259-5791. And by the time you're going to be giving your talk down here in Santa Cruz in October, I think, it should be a lot clearer exactly what's happening to a lot of people. I'm really afraid that an awful lot of people are going to end up losing just about everything before this is over, especially anybody who's got any sort of a massive debt.
Yes, I think you're right, Dr. Stan. We've seen so many people already that have had to give up their homes to bankruptcy, or even worse, to a short sale. And, you know, people have gone bankrupt at record levels in all across America, small business and so on. It's hard to talk to anybody today who doesn't have a friend or a relative or somebody that they're relatively close to who hasn't gone through some devastating financial debacle this, you know, the last 18 months or so. Just almost everybody's been touched already.
Right. I mean, there are a few people who have lots of money out there. You know, they're buying the multi-million-dollar homes. In fact, the multi-million-dollar homes are really doing a lot better than simply the average home, you know, that's out there for, three or $400,000. Because some people have a lot of money, but most people are really hurting today.
Yes.
Well, what can people do at this time? What would you tell people to do to protect themselves?
I would tell people to run from the stock market, for one thing. I tell them to run from the futures market even faster. And I would tell them if they have money in a bank somewhere, that they need to get a rating on that bank to find out how strong they are financially so that they don't one day just shut the doors and go away. There are rating services that are good. Weiss Capital is one of them. Beyond that, owning some kind of tangible assets cannot hurt. Gold and silver will never go to zero. They may not do very well price-wise in terms of dollars in the next, couple, 3 years, but, that's going to become immaterial in one sense. That the dollar can go to zero at some point, theoretically, very easily. It's just paper. Gold and silver will never go to zero in any currency because it, you know, for thousands of years has been regarded as money. So a certain amount of a person's assets probably should be in the precious metals area.
And I really think that, Chris, it's very interesting that people affiliated with the Council on Foreign Relations, those people who really know what's going to happen, are talking about the issuing of a new global currency. We've talked about this before, but there's several references to it, both in Foreign Affairs magazine and one of the fellows there at CFR talking about a global currency, gold-backed, privately issued. And
exactly,
I think that's
right.
What they're really up to.
Exactly right. That was one of the chief economists of the CFR, by the way, that wrote that.
Right.
So the trial balloon has been floated in several places around the world financial scene that gold is going to make a comeback in the future. A good old crisis like the one we're having right now will certainly help that scenario come to pass because everything is going to be done in the name of stability. And with an unstable financial market around the world, countries and people are going to be begging for somebody to come in and make it stable. I believe at that point, enter the Bank for International Settlements again and the central bank and the big gold
bank. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much, Pat.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Pat Wood. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble, very real financial trouble. If you have not yet heard my talk on the financial tsunami, let me suggest it. It was done about 2 years ago, but it's just as true today as it was then. And all the things we talked about are coming together, the perfect financial storm, as it were. And so it comes with a syllabus. We suggest you get both the talk and the syllabus to really help you really to understand what's going on. Again, the number 1-800-544-8927 for the financial tsunami. We also have a little pamphlet called The History of Money, another one on the financial meltdown. We carry the book The Creature from Jekyll Island. We carry Professor Sutton's book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and his other book on gold for survival and one gold for investment. And then the final book would be The Fiat Money Inflation in France. Fiat Money Inflation in France. It's just a little book written 100 years ago, but it describes what happened in France after the French Revolution. That's exactly what's happening in America and throughout the world today. So we're going to be in real trouble. Now, we talked earlier about Lindsay Williams' book, The Energy Non-Crisis. You can't buy that. The only copy up on the Internet went for $2,000 apparently recently. It was advertised 5 places over the weekend. It's not advertised at all today. Fortunately, I did pull that site down. I wanted to have a record of what I'm saying. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is a conspiracy out there, and it's a very real conspiracy. And, of course, if you haven't heard Lindsay Williams' story, it's available in a 4-tape set we have called The Oil Deception. That's The Oil Deception. It's available from Radio Liberty. You can get it 4-tape or 4 CDs. We recommend the 4 CDs. We will have an excellent DVD on this subject available in about 10 days. You can always order that. It's called The Energy Non-Crisis. The Energy Non-Crisis. So we hope that if you want it, you can order it, but you're going to have to understand, you're going to have to wait until we get the graphics and get them made up. But we do have the information everything that's going on is a scam. Now, you go up on the Internet and look at Lindsay Williams' Energy Non-Crisis. The book is available on the Internet. And, of course, you get the DVD and or the four-tape set from us, and you specifically request, we'll send you Chapter 19. That's the If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind. Then this will. And, of course, it's written by one of the leading executives that worked on the line there with Lindsay Williams, at least according to William Lindsay. And, of course, this man, of course, wrote the story of Gull Island because he was furious with the oil company because they'd fired him. They hired him back, and it was that same man, of course, who actually had recently called Lindsay and told him in no uncertain terms he was not to talk about this any longer, and you can imagine, of course, what the general tone was. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they do not want people to understand that the energy crisis is as phony as a $3 bill, but it's not going to matter one iota, because we're going to have oil, I believe, eventually going to $200 at least a barrel, and prices going up. They may come down in the meantime, but they really want to get us out of our cars. This is really in large part what it's about. That's why you need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and the syllabus that goes with that, that gives you all the documentation, the Earth Charter, the report of the Global Biodiversity Assessment. The information is there. We just need your help to get the information out. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-544-8927. Let me also suggest you go to our website, radioliberty.com. We have a new section there. It's called the other videos. We have videos and then other videos. Go there and, of course, just go down through them. They're all excellent. There's a wonderful video there from Italy about Building 7 coming down. If you have any question at all about what happened, why, look at that video. You'll understand Building 7 was a controlled demolition.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs.